from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm in the Dog Bowl in Berea with you here for Cleveland Browns Daily, driven, of course, by Liberty Ford. Obviously, the big news today, Jay Glazer saying that he can confirm Johnny Manziel will be the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns this Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, a lot of people have said everything's been leaning that way. We've heard it from Adam Schefter. We've heard it, of course, from Chris Mortensen. Ian Rappaport says that as well. But we will say this, Jay Glazer confirming it. The team has not confirmed it yet, but everybody reporting sources confirmed the Jay Glazer report. Mary Kay Cabot saying her sources confirmed it, but Jay Glazer reporting that Johnny Manziel will start for the Cleveland Browns, and he will be the starting quarterback, making his debut as the starter this Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals. I think everybody knew it was obviously time to make the switch, and while the Browns have not confirmed it, according to Jay Glazer, Johnny has been informed that he will start on Sunday. So maybe during this show we'll get an official confirmation from the Browns. If not, I'm sure we'll get it tomorrow at Mike Pence's press conference on Wednesday.
Yeah, I absolutely do. I don't hate this decision at all. The one thing, the first thing that pops into my head is this 1 week too late in this decision? And that being said, you know, we will get a great look at Johnny Manziel in his first start at home in front of his fans. And then, of course, if he does diligence to that opportunity, we will see him take his show on the road and potentially close out a great season for the Cleveland Browns, a potential playoff season for the Cleveland Browns. But again, if we do, he plays well, and we win these next three football games, and we look back and we're out by that half of game, what would have happened if Johnny Manziel would have gotten the start against the Indianapolis Colts when we knew points would be paramount in that football game and a wasted defensive effort playing the way they did?
Yes, it may have been. Well, you know, we'll never know what it will be, but it does sound like the Johnny Manziel era will officially begin. Again, no official confirmation from the team on this. This is a Jay Glazer report. Others have said their sources have confirmed it. Jay Glazer reporting on Twitter 21 minutes ago, and I quote, Johnny Manziel and Brian Hoyer have been informed that Manziel will in fact be the starter this week. #scoopage. And he said, again, I'm reporting that Johnny Manziel has been informed he is starting this week. That's Jay Glazer's report from earlier today. The team has not confirmed that. Again, if they do, we certainly will let you know about that. But obviously, that is going to be the hot topic here today. Johnny Manziel is the starter. What do you expect to see from him? What are you hoping for from him? Are you happy with the decision that has been made? 216-578-0850. That is the way to get on board here and talk with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, over the next 2 hours. And I think it is a decision that yesterday, listening to you and Joe Juravicius, two guys who have played in this league, two guys who have played at very high levels, it was a decision that had to be made, and it sounds like Mike Patton has come to that decision.
It does. And again, I don't believe, based on what we've seen of Johnny Manziel in that Buffalo Bills football game and leading that 80-yard drive, score, him being dynamic with the football, his arm strength, his ability to run the football, running it in for a touchdown and scoring his first career touchdown, that gives you something to base this decision off of. If we had not seen him in that game, this would be very questionable and, in our eyes, a huge question mark of what Johnny Manziel is capable of doing in the NFL. But we saw how his game adapted in that one drive and what we could potentially look forward to in a positive light for Johnny Manziel. Will Johnny Manziel play a perfect football game? Absolutely not. That is something that the Cleveland Browns, that a lot of the reason why there might have been a delay in him even starting the season or being a much more significant part of the game plan each and every week. So there's an optimism to Johnny Manziel as a quarterback, and you just feel that as Brian Hoyer has taken steps backwards, we just feel even with Johnny Manziel where he's at, that he gives us a better chance to win. He'll maybe be a little bit safer with the ball because he's not as comfortable yet, so he'll be safer with the football. He might err on the side of running it as opposed to throwing it in certain situations, and I think I like those chances of Johnny Manziel in the open field versus a cover two corner rolled up or a linebacker scraping inside out trying to make a play. And so I believe Johnny Manziel at this point right now in a football season, irregardless of Brian Hoyer's record against the Cincinnati Bengals, will get his opportunity. And I think Johnny Manziel as a competitor will in fact seize this opportunity, and he may have his plant here as the quarterback for the Browns.
And listen, at the end of the day, one of the reasons you went with the veteran was you thought he would take care of the football. But after 7 interceptions, 0 touchdowns in the last 3 games, that decision or that element of it is out the window in terms of the defense of Brian Hoyer. That's why the switch has been made. A quarterback has accounted for 1 touchdown with his own hand, either throwing or running, for the Cleveland Browns in the last 3 games. That was Johnny Manziel, who only had 2 drives. I believe that that is why this switch has been made or will be named. The Browns, again, have not named him the starter officially. We will see what happens. But interestingly enough, he will be going against Cincinnati. And Marvin Lewis yesterday referred to him as a midget, which I'm sure offended a lot of people. Certainly the little people of America were upset about it. That's an organization. And I thought that was just a silly thing to incite your opponent like that and just give him some bulletin board material.
I agree completely, and I think that a comment like that comes out spitefully and distaste, maybe from the locker room, from an immature young football player, maybe on the defensive side of the ball, that has to see Johnny Manziel this week on the football field. But from a professional head football coach who is a representative, he's probably the largest representative of that football organization, bigger than the owner, bigger than a general manager, bigger than any one player. It's that head football coach. And for that comment to come out of his mouth, it's probably something that at this point he's probably biting his tongue and regretting. And because Johnny Manziel may very well be the little guy, the smaller quarterback, I will say, on the football field Sunday, that keeps the Cincinnati Bengals on the cusp of not making the playoffs this football season.
And we've got that sound from Marvin Lewis yesterday.
Coach, does the Browns quarterback uncertainty impact your preparation in any way this week?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't at all.
And they're going to be running the same routes that receivers and same running backs
right,
going to be running.
You'll
the
get
same
a little bit
stuff,
more movement if Manziel's the quarterback. Is the thing that they did against Buffalo. But other than that, no, there's not. That doesn't impact you at all. You got to go defend the offense. You don't defend the player, particularly a midget.
Why would a coach say that?
You know what? I don't know. The setting seemed like it was a much more relaxed setting as opposed to a press conference where he's in front of a group of people that he's accustomed to fielding their questions from. And in this case, it seemed like a social setting. I believe it was his radio show or a radio show, in and around the Cincinnati area. And I just think it may have been prefaced by some of the questions he was receiving, which would have been a little bit more jokey about football, or maybe a certain question prior to that one that kind of put him in a more jokey, freelancing.
I still can't say. I mean,
no, lackadaisical frame of mind. But again, to go back to my point a minute ago, you are the face of your organization as the head football coach, and you ask for accountability and judgment and walking the straight and narrow of your team, but yet you just made that mistake. So it's, again, a immature side of Marvin Lewis that a lot of people have never seen.
No, and it's certainly one a little bit questionable, no question about that. And just bulletin board material there, just a silly remark. And what's interesting about it, he apologized to the Browns fans, and to Johnny Manziel, but he didn't apologize to the people that he offended with using a term like midget. So hopefully he will kind of get that in focus and make that apology as well there, Marvin Lewis. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, as we said, the big news is that Brian Hoyer out as quarterback, Johnny Manziel in as quarterback for the Cleveland Browns per Jay Glazer. This has not been confirmed by the team. We are in the building in Berea. If we can get that confirmation for you, we will. But as of now, it has not been confirmed by the team. It is a Jay Glazer report, and Jay Glazer typically on the money. That's why we're going with it. To help break down this quarterback switch decision and break down Johnny Manziel, his expectations, instead, we've got Mark Brunell, the ESPN NFL analyst and former NFL quarterback. He'll be calling in on the hotline. He'll be with us at 1:30. We'll have 3 topics with Gerard Sherry at 2:30. We'll have a little after further review at 2 o'clock as well. And we will have you guys with us, 216-578-0850 here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. All right, when we come back, we're going to take a quick first break because we know there's going to be a lot of reaction here. 216-578-0850. Let us know what you think about this decision, what your expectations are for Johnny Manziel. Was it a week too late? Are you happy it's happened now, but do you think it was too late? Do you agree with the decision? Do you think it should still be Brian Hoyer? Or what? And what are your expectations for Johnny Manziel now that he has been, according to reports, numerous reports, named the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns? Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, also want to send our prayers and thoughts out to Cam Newton, the quarterback of the Carolina Panthers, involved in an automobile accident near downtown Charlotte. He was when a truck flipped four times. He's taken away on a stretcher. So hopefully Cam Newton will be okay. Prayers with him out there. All right, we'll be back with more here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.